to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Welcome to Geekcast Radio. It is 2015. It is a new year. This is episode 76. I am one of your hosts, Steve Joe and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo.
How are you?
Pretty good.
God, I'm trying to remember the last time you were on the flagship shows with...
The year-end show?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Duh.
Previous episode?
The last episode, yeah. No, I meant before that.
Partner was, programs.
Yeah, I think it was the Mark Who episode. So yeah, episode 76 is here, and because we figured out a way to get the year-end show done in 2014... for episode 75 of the podcast, I figured, oh, hey, well, let's have episode 76 in January and talk about, I don't necessarily want to call it a trend, but the phenomenon of New Year's resolutions.
It's a trend.
Well,
it is.
They've been around since I was born and before that.
It's like old wives' tales. It's something that people believe in until it's done.
It's like old Wiki Tales until people change Sweetie's Day. You know, the interesting thing for me when I went to prep for this, basically Steve and I are just going to have a discussion on whether we make New Year's resolutions, some of the ones we've made in the past, and whether we will continue or if we've lived up to our New Year's resolutions. But in just to do some prep for this, I actually looked it up on Wikipedia to see what kind of, you know, things happen in history as far as New Year's resolutions. Obviously, it's most common here in the Western Hemisphere. It is also found in the Eastern Hemisphere, in which a person makes a promise to do an act of self-improvement or something slightly nice, such as opening doors for people beginning from New Year's Day. It does have a few religious origins. This is the interesting part for me, because I did not know this at the time. Babylonians made promises to their gods at the start of each year that they would return borrowed objects and pay their debts. The Romans began each year by making promises to the god Janus, whom the month of January is named. In the medieval era, the knights took the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season each year to reaffirm the commitment to chivalry. The peacock vow sounds like something that NBC would do.
It's more like a turkey over there, even though it's, you know.
Yeah. At watch night services, many Christians prepare for the year ahead by praying and making these resolutions. There are other religious parallels to this tradition during Judaism's New Year, Rosh Hashanah, through the high holidays and culminating in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. One is to reflect upon one's wrongdoings over the year and both seek and offer forgiveness. People may act similarly during Christian liturgical season of Lent, though motive behind this holiday is more of sacrifice than of responsibility. And just to, I found this funny that they even listed this, but I guess it has to go along with the accuracy or whatever for the article, but they actually list some popular goals on here. Improve physical well-being, eat healthy food, lose weight, exercise more, eat better, drink less alcohol, quit smoking, stop biting nails, get rid of old bad habits, improve mental well-being, improve finances. Don't we all wish that would come true? So those kinds of things. As a kid, do you remember ever making any New Year's resolutions?
I always thought about doing them, and then I was like, as a kid, not really, but as a, like, teenager, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this and that, and never did. Mm-hmm. I can't remember for the life of me whatever they were, because I'm sure they were trivial and stupid. But, yeah, I really didn't do anything like that until I became an adult.
Yeah. For me, it was the same kind of thing. Like, if I was doing poorly in school by the Christmas break, I would make a New Year's resolution to do better in school the next year throughout the rest of the school year. But yeah, I never really, kept any of them. Obviously the school one, yeah, but I mean, like, I never really made any as a kid. As an adult, I really don't either. I mean, other than it being a new year, New Year's Day to me is just another day. It's not really, like, it's not really a holiday for me. I don't know. I'm trying to think in my adult life when the last time I made one was. It's probably 15 years ago in 2000, maybe? I don't know. What about you as an adult?
I had the possible want to do it a few years ago on a few things. One of them being, I'm going to stop drinking pop. I will say that I did make it about a month and a half before I snapped and couldn't take it anymore. It was kind of funny. I'll say that, but I was drinking just about everything other than pop at that point, and it just, there was a point where I couldn't do it anymore. I had to go back to it. It kept me sane.
Yeah.
It's like I equate it to being alcohol for my brain without actually drinking alcohol.
Yeah, that is true. I find for me nowadays, I usually can drink pop with most salty kind of foods like chips and, you know, savory kind of foods and everything else. But when it gets to, you know, something sweet like a cookie or, you know, something like that, or a pie, I need milk or something. I drink a lot of soda, and
hey, I found now soda. Is
that's right. It's soda
to you.
It's soda. I drink a lot of it, but I find now that I need to spread it out throughout the month, like each month. Like, I probably buy 4 24-packs a month, and I'll spread that out over 30, 31 days, whatever it is. But now I find myself, you know, almost 35 years old, drinking more milk and orange juice than anything else.
You're old.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
I thought I'd remind you.
Like I need that? I know. I'm trying to think of other resolutions. Like losing weight and that kind of thing. I used to make that resolution all the time, but it would never happen. You know, even making the New Year's resolution of eating better. Never happen. And I guess nowadays they kind of, you know, pretty much force you to eat better in certain, you know, in certain ways. Like, everything is low sodium now, and everything is this, and everything is that, and everything is sugar free, and, you know, it's like, oh my god. Why can't we all just be like why can't the government just let us be like that we were in WALL-E? But anyway. That's a good thing, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the intention's there, but the unfortunately the cost of healthier products isn't there to actually support that. It's cheaper to buy pop or bags of chips or cookies or any of that kind of stuff over actually getting the healthier foods that are actually made, you know, to allow you to have that splurge without having the as much guilt for having shoved it down your pie hole. So in that sense, like, it makes it difficult. Like, you either have to, you know, spend more money. You know, it's kind of like the difference between buying the meat in the store that's less fat compared to the regular meat, or you know, the cereals that are non-sugary and have all this healthy crap in them, and compared to, you know, like buying your
Count Chocula or Cocoa Puffs or
just anything really. So
the funny thing is, and I know we're kind of veering off of New Year's resolutions here, folks, but the funny thing is, my mom and I are trying to make more, we're trying to get in the habit of buying more stuff to make an actual meal, so we can have, you know, instead of buying 6 frozen pizzas, we'll buy, you know, shut up, don't laugh.
I wasn't laughing, I was breathing.
Oh, I thought you were snickering at me, I was like, what the hell? You know, instead of buying 6 or 7 frozen pizzas, we'll buy 2 or 3 or 4 hamburger helper things and, you know, a couple pounds of hamburger and do that meal, or, you know, we'll buy stuff for spaghetti or, you know, that kind of thing. And what I've found is it's just as expensive as it would be if we just bought all frozen dinners. Like, frozen dinners or frozen pizzas or whatever in our grocery stores range from $2.50 to $5, $6, $7 a piece for the frozen stuff. And, you know, you can buy a pound of hamburger for $5 and buy, you know, a thing of hamburger helper for $2 or $3. That's an $8 meal right there. And you can at least get 3.5-4 meals out of that one box and 1 pound of hamburger. But it's so funny. Every single time we come home from the grocery store and I look in the refrigerator or the freezer, first thing I say is, what the hell did we buy? Because it doesn't seem like we have anything, even though we spent this, you know, all this money. Usually our grocery bill is anywhere between $50 and $90 each time we go, and we go like twice a month. But yeah, getting back to New Year's resolutions, I am to the point now where I am so, I'm not totally inactive, because obviously I take the dog out and I do the trash and everything else, but doing that and, you know, taking care of, you know, going over and doing the laundry and that kind of thing, that to me is my exercise. I can't actually go out. I haven't been able to go out in probably 2 summers or so that I've lived here in this apartment. I used to be able to go out and just walk around our little cul-de-sac sidewalk thing to actually just get some exercise, but I do so much other crap that it's like, I'm already exercising. Why do I need to do more?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried making resolutions. Like I said before, I just it's not one of those reasonable things that I can actually stick with. I don't know if it's because I don't want to or because I'm too lazy to actually carry it out. I keep myself pretty busy anyhow, so that a lot of the stuff that I probably could give up, like a lot of, you know, excess junk food or you know, the pop or the caffeine or stuff like that, I probably could cut it out if I really managed to break the habit, but it's one of those things that I enjoy it too much, I just can't do it. But like, I mean, I've gotten to the point where like I don't buy, like I used to be terrible about buying stuff, and part of it's my wife, but part of it's just because I realized that usually after Christmas around that time there's a bunch of stuff I want, and sometimes after, and then I've kind of just made like just a mental note to myself not to splurge on anything. Kind of quasi to do with with the resolutions thing, but it's not really like because of New Year's. It's just a personal resolution, which I think that would be a better thing to set as a personal resolution rather than, oh, it's New Year's. It's, you know, start a new year. Let's do this because of this instead of, you know, because mostly with the New Year's resolution kind of feels like is I feel guilty for screwing up last year. So it's a new year. Let's do it different. And then 95% of people don't actually change. Myself included.
That's the one thing I've never understood about New Year's resolutions. We sit here and we rack our brains on what we can do to improve upon ourselves each year. And, you know, we think we're going good, we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing, and then we come to realize by October of the new year, we haven't really changed anything. I knew this wasn't going to be a long show, folks, because there's really, since neither one of us really make New Year's resolutions anymore, I guess I'll ask the audience, I'll ask the listeners, comment on the episode post, guys and gals, and let us know what New Year's resolutions you've made in the past, if you continue to do them today as far as making them, and also tell us how long it took you to break a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting. Alright, so some housekeeping stuff at the end of this episode here. We've got the second annual GCRN Awards going right now. The submissions are open till January 31st. You have to fill out at least 50% or more of the form. It's basically, you know, write in what you think your favorite or your best movie, you know, it has movie categories, it has TV categories, it has a game category, it has a bunch of categories for comics, it has a category for GCRN Core podcast, review podcast, and then it has the partner podcast and stuff like that. So go check that out. We wrapped up on the video game character tournament.
I want to preface the awards thing, though, saying that this is only the qualifying round for the top fives. It's not the actual voting. And this is just to get things on the ballot for the top five. Once that happens, then we'll move on from there and see what happens in the actual voting round, which will be in February. But, I can't say any more than you've already said, that please fill out more than 50% of the form when you're doing it. Yeah. I have had people fill out like one to two. I can't even say two. There have been people that have done like the entire form or you know, at least 75% of it. And then there have been people that have filled out for one thing, which it was a syndicated issue. I only say that because it's kind of detracting from the rest of the freaking form if you're not using the whole form. I would put required on it, except for the fact that there are some things that somebody may not know anything about.
Yeah, I mean, like,
because like I almost feel bad not allowing them, but at the same time, I don't want a bunch of just because they're fans of this one thing. Oh, we're going to show up here and vote for just that and then leave everything else.
But see, here's the thing, folks. This is about, you know, us honoring stuff that we loved in 2014. This is stuff from the past year, what we thought was the best in movies, comics, TV, games,
and it's whatever. And it's an unbiased form, being that it's all
done. It's not like we're giving you a choice here. We're not giving you a drop-down menu on the movies, TV, games, and comics. You write in what you want to say is your favorite. So there's that. As I said earlier, we finished up the GCRN Wars video game character tournament. There will be more wars coming. We will be having... It's going to be backdated to last year because it kind of has to be, but we will have a new episode of GCRN Retro on this feed. Episode 3 of GCRN Retro was 1984, where Optimus Solo and I talked about all things 1984. We will have several. I don't know how many right now. There's two on the docket for GCR and Retro for 2015. I'm not sure if Retro is going to stay around because it takes Optimus Solo specifically. He does a wonderful job with it. It takes him a long time to get the scripts together and all the information and everything else and all that stuff. So Retro may not be around long, but I figured we could at least do a couple here and there. Coming up on GCR after this episode, in episode 77, I actually got a chance to sit down with Nate Crocker and Matthew Fridley of Weekend at the Movies here on GCRN, and we had a nice little discussion, so you're going to hear that in episode 77. Episode 78, and I'm sure, well, no, not episode 78. Episode 78, I think I'm going to bring in Lady Rec and Beatles Diva from the Showtime Synergy podcast that we do, and they've also been in the pull bag a couple of times, and we're just going to do a random fandom part two episode, kind of like what Steve and I did way back in episode 64 of the podcast, where we just talk about random topics and just have good old fun discussions. Episode 79 of GCR, which I know you're going to want to be in on, is Comedians We Love and Hate. So that's going to be an interesting episode. And then episode 80 in March will be us revealing the winners of the second annual GCR Awards. And after that, I'm not really sure what's going to be going on in GCR. I've got several ideas that I've got rattling around in my head. And, you know, it's going to be a really, really great year. We've got the top 100 video games, top 100 favorite video games coming up this summer. So we've got that going on. We just have a whole bunch of stuff coming for you guys this year. Anything else you would like to bring up, sir?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, unleash the geek in you, and we will catch you next time.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Rec, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
You've just listened to GeekCast Radio on the GeekCast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website, GeekCastRadio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.